We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Things are happening on a Friday. We were expecting Michael Irvin in the 2 o'clock hour. And then he wasn't there, and obviously he was very busy.
Yeah.
And then Solana just said to us as we were coming back on, what about now? Do you think we can call Mike now? Call Mike whenever you want.
Mike can call me tonight at 11 if he wants to. I'll talk with him.
Whenever you want, Jack.
I don't know what these people are talking about in these songs, but I love them.
Feels great on a Friday, man.
Sure does.
Feels great on a Friday. I've been waiting anxiously since yesterday when we heard that Michael Irvin was going to grace us with his presence on the day before Canes and Gators, and I see Solana is getting him on the phone right now, and this is going to be very exciting because what happened, too, with Chris Fowler didn't exactly hype up the Hurricanes the way some of our other guests this week have. It was
because you were calling Hurricanes players and ex-coaches and stuff.
Is that why?
Yes.
Maybe I got blinded by that.
Call Brock Berlin. What's he going to say? Damn, John Michaels.
Well, I think Michael Irvin will be the yin to Chris Fowler's yang when we get him on the line here. So we'll talk with him momentarily, and we'll just kind of shuffle the hour around a little bit because we had a lot of stuff planned. But we put everything to the side when Michael Irvin, the playmaker, is going to be there. What happened with playmaker there? I saw you were talking to him, and now I see that he's not on the line.
No, I never actually got a hold of him.
So he's not coming on now?
This guy.
What exactly transpired when you said he can come on now?
I was contacted by the third party who we used to schedule him.
Yeah.
He said, hey, call Mike right now. He's ready to go.
Oh, okay.
And I called Mike, and I guess he's not ready to go just yet.
Did you?
Just yet.
Did you talk to him or just went to voicemail again?
Went straight to voicemail. But again, mailbox is full, so I can't even leave these passive-aggressive voicemails that tend to work.
Hey, yeah. Tell him Troy Aikman's in trouble. Shouldn't we start doing that? Like, just put a little panic under him?
Moose needs you.
Moose Johnson needs you.
Just text him three words. Moose needs you.
Was that something wrong with that?
Yeah, it's not.
But bro, but you know people's past, so you can use names
right,
from their past.
But you don't want to be the boy who cried wolf. Like, you know, like I'd like to be talking to Michael Irvin for the next 10 years. I don't want to be the guy that had him call a radio station because he thought Troy Aikman was in trouble.
Get a ransom set. we could do something out of this.
Well, actually, now you're speaking that way, yeah, maybe we can get him to Venmo us some money. Look at that. Look at how excited Solana is back there. He got Michael Irvin on the phone.
Yes.
I mean, things are happening for us. All right. I'm very excited about this. I was excited about this, like I said, since yesterday when I found out. And Michael Irvin was gracious enough to join us when we first moved into these new studios.
First
so,
guest, wasn't
and he? And this guy, I mean, of all the people we've spoken to the last couple of weeks, Gino Toretta, Jared Payton, Tuan Russell, Mark Richt, who am I missing there?
Diaz.
Manny Diaz.
Berlin.
Brock Berlin. I mean, this guy is the one that exudes Hurricane swagger. And
yes.
Michael Irvin is a Radio.com Sports NFL insider. As always, insider calls are brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. And I am told the playmaker is there. Hello, Mike.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Are you in Orlando?
I am in Orlando. As a matter of fact, I'm in Disney World right now with all my family. You know, you got to make this thing right. This is a great trip. So what I did, I came in Wednesday night, brought all my family up from Fort Lauderdale, got my little granddaughter, And we've been hitting Disney World Thursday, all day Thursday, Friday. I'll do the party tonight. And then Saturday and Saturday, I'll do College Game Day on with Spurrier. That's right, Chan. I'll do College Game Day and Tebow and all of them, and we will shut her down. Oh. I know you think this is Gator Country. I know they think this is Gator Country. But wait, wait. I'm telling you right now, wait till you see how I come out on College Game Day, because we're going to shut her down. We're going to shut her down tomorrow. I'm telling you.
Mike, bring some people with you now, because you're in a hostile area now. You might want to bring a little crew.
I know it's a hostile area. You know, Gators, they everywhere around here in this area. That's okay. They call this a neutral site. They know it ain't a neutral site. They knew when they scheduled it wasn't a neutral site. But that's okay. Real bad boys don't mind going on enemy territory and stepping on their neck and snatching their heart out right through their throat. And that's what we expect the Kings to do tomorrow.
Listen to what he just said, Channing, and absorb that. Listen to what he just said and absorb that. Michael Irvin, the playmaker, is with us. What's it like walking around Disney World? And there are a lot of Gators fans, and it's not like you can hide at Disney World. Are you a target?
Oh, I got my Panama Jack hat on, and of course, since I got so many brothers with me, I had to get two guides, you know, you get the guys to take care of you. So it's a great time. It really is a great time. So I got a couple guys, got all the kids in, and they keep trying to get me to go on these roller coasters. I told them I'm scared of roller coasters, right? So my little nephew said, Uncle Mike, you can't be scared. I said, you go on this ride, and then I'll come on, and I'll face my fears, right? And then so they went on the ride. We got ready to get on the next ride. He said, Uncle Mike, you said you were going to face your fears. I said, I went up and talked to my fear. I did face him. He told me to sit my scared butt back down, and I did just that.
You can't lie to the baby,
have you
Mike.
Have you always been scared of roller coasters? You've never liked them?
Oh, my God. Never. I was so funny. I was just telling the people over on that little Space Mountain thing. They would say, oh, come on, Mr. Irvin, you go. I said, listen, I used all my courage up on running slant routes on running lot now. I ain't got no more left for a roller coaster. I used all the courage on running slant routes against them dudes in the NFL. I have nothing left for Space Mountain. That's just that.
That seems pretty fair, though. That's
not scared of Ronnie Lott, but scared of Space Mountain.
It seems fair that he used it up. Like he fought some real tough competitors in his day. I mean, Michael Irvin, three-time Super Bowl champion. He's in the Cowboys Ring of Honor. He's in the University of Miami Hall of Fame, obviously. Pro Football Hall of Fame. You know, we've talked all week about this game. You made a hype video standing inside the Roman Coliseum. I mean, being a Miami Hurricane, it never leaves you, right? It just, wherever you are a Cane.
And I'm always trying to muster up something to deliver to the guys. And that's, honestly, that's what we all talked about. That's what we all talked about coming through to you. And seriously, I'm so proud of all of the guys. All of our guys that have gone on to do great things, but they've held on to that commitment to the youth. Not just me, all the guys. You know, all the guys come back and watch how many guys are there for that game tomorrow. That's something special. You can say what you want, because I know how much I get for appearances. I'm sure some of these guys get quite a bit. But we put all that aside when it comes down to the heart. Heart matters. Heart matters. And heart matters of the heart. Matters of the heart like this. Miami playing this game. And I know going into this situation, this is kind of like we're David here going up against the Goliath here. And remember that story. You know who won that story. And get this, Shannon, I'm letting you know right now, we owe the SEC. Last year, the situation was reversed. We were the ranked team when the SEC came into my hometown, Dallas, right there. Now, the home I got now in Dallas, and beat us. And now they are the ranked team in the SEC. So it is payback time, and I expect to collect that debt.
I got you, Mike. It's good. It's going to be a tough run now. If Jaren can work out, if Jaren can be something, what do you think the approach of Jaren with Jaren should be? Should you have a conservative game plan so that he doesn't make mistakes? Or, Mike, He's playing with house money. You just said it. Y'all are the underdogs. Wide open, four wide. Let him do his thing. What's the what approach would you have with Jaren if you were the OC?
Well, there are a couple of things you have to do here. Now, you got to remember this now. And I love Dan Eagles because he's a smart man. And I love the way he's playing and what I've seen in practice, how he plays it. And when you got a defensive-minded head coach, a defensive head coach like Manny, what does Manny do? Manny ultimately feels, and he should feel that way, that he can win with his defense. So what does he do? He's telling the offense, don't make mistakes. I want you to try to make great big plays, try to make explosive plays, but don't make mistakes. I think it matches up well with what Coach Enos does because he plays the game, like I told you guys last time, inside out, which are the more easy throws. He's going to use the tight ends. He'll use the running backs out of the backfield. And then when they suck in, he'll throw the ball outside more. I think that's what they have to do. It's not about playing conservative. It's about playing inside and playing smart until everybody comes in and give you the big play and then take the play. People like to call that conservative. I call it being smart, and I think that's what Coach Enos will do with his young quarterback.
Michael Irvin is with us. You mentioned Manny Diaz. You know, we had Mark Richt on this week, and obviously he's a huge fan of Manny Diaz. But he said to us, being a head coach, very different than being a coordinator. You got three things to worry about rather than just one. You've been around Manny Diaz. You've been around the team. Is Manny Diaz up to the task?
It is different. He's correct in that assessment. There are a lot of things that you have to worry about. But there's also some advantages to being the head coach over a coordinator. I think Coach Diaz had his influence on the team even when he was a coordinator, you know, the turnover chain and all of that stuff. So it almost feels like there's one side of the ball that has that real swag when the offense is playing more conservative because the defensive coordinator was swag coach. Now the whole team can come out with that swag. And I'll tell you, man, I follow him on Instagram. You see all the unions and togetherness and all the time that he's putting together with his team. You know who it reminds me of? There are two ways you can do this. You can do it Alabama way, Nick Saban way, who Nick Saban is high up on the top. Nobody gets to touch him. And he never smiles around anybody. Or you can do it the Dabo Swinney way, where the guys just love Dabo Swinney. They want to play for him. They play hard for him. Every year I see those guys at the draft. They bring Dabo Swinney with them, with their family. And Manny's taking the Swinney way, the Dabo Swinney way, and I like that because I think that gets you closer back to bringing the swag back in like it used to be. And it brings the team back together as a family. That's why I think this is going to be an interesting matchup, just to see how it all starts for Miami. If they can walk away with this win, I think it propels them in a way that will surprise a lot of people this whole season.
And, Mike, we're talking about we're waiting for you to come on today. The UM swag, you even said it twice in your last answer, swag, swag. A lot of people will connect swag with you, that UM swag with you. Some people, I think of Thrill Hill with the double shooters coming out, you know, Jerome Brown and them boys with the camo stuff. Like, in your mind, what player in your mind, when you hear UM swag, who pops up in your mind?
It's for me, everybody. We go back. I think about, because, you know, when I was here, Jerome Brown was really a leader. You know, we had Jerome Brown, we had Lonzo Highsmith. I mean, starting things. You talk about the guys that started things, the guys that set the pace and say, this is how we do it. I don't really care about nobody. This is how we're doing it. Now, the ultimate, and you asked about a player, I'm going to tell you the ultimate person that comes to mind, really, is Jimmy Johnson.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Jimmy Johnson said to us in meetings, hey, everybody's talking about how we play. I don't worry about that. As long as you win, I'll answer all those questions. You have fun and win, I'll take that pressure. Just don't. As long as you win, I ain't worried about that. You don't have to worry about none of that. And I was like, okay. So they gave you the freedom. That gave you the freedom to have that swag. Now you better go back it up. You better go back it up, or he going to ask you to read those scholarships again because they're 1 year renewable. If you ain't back it up, hey, there will not be a renewed situation in that. In that. But you got to have permission to show that swag and not worry about it. And that's why I'm talking about Manny the way I'm talking about him. He's going to give these guys that permission. And it brings it makes you raise the level of play. That's why I'm expecting to see it. I love Mark Richt, and I still talk to him, and I still appreciate him. You know, but Mark Richt was buttoned up. He was more buttoned up. And he's an offensive coach, and offense has to be about being buttoned up. Jimmy was a defensive coach. Defense, and you know, the defense is about hustle, heart, and want to. Yep. It's about hustle, heart, and want to, man. And that's the very definition of swag, man. You got to have hustle. You got to have heart. You got to have want to. And you got to be able to get it done. And I like Manning being in that position to project that swag on these boys today.
Michael Irvin, Radio.com Sports NFL Insider. As always, Insider calls are brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. We're going to let you go enjoy Disney World with your family. Give Crowder just a little 30-second talking to. I like seeing the beads of sweat work up on his head when someone gives him the business. So go ahead, 30 seconds on the way out, Mike.
Well, I want Crowder to understand this, that we have allowed him in to the Dirty South. We allowed him in. We fed his family. We showed up at the game so he could make his money. We put our ear gate upon his radio show, but he does not think that we are not going to tap his ass on Saturday. That's all I'm saying.
And it's all you need to say.
I appreciate that check, Mike.
That's all I'm saying.
I appreciate that check, Mike.
Thank you, Playmaker.
All right, guys. Crowder, you know I love you, buddy. But we gotta do this tomorrow. We gotta do it.
I got you, man. I'll be down there on the field. I'll come holler at you.
I'm gonna tell you like that. Like, remember the champ on Eddie Murphy in
Harlem Nights.
You Harlem about Nights. To? You about to be?
Don't take this.
We got you now, champ. We got you now, champ.
All right, guys.
See you, Playmaker. We love that movie. You about to be. I was so nervous that's where he was going.
Oh, I was like, where's Mike going to go here? Because the champ got some lines that we're not allowed to do.
That was absolutely worth it.
How can,
man,
I love Mike that much when he's talking trash?
I mean, that's you.
You know what?
That's you.
Oh, man. I wish I was a Hall of Famer.
I was going to say, I didn't want to say it, but that's you with a Hall of Fame career.
Hey. And everybody knew
what
we were.
You just said
everybody knew what we were getting at. You didn't have to lay it out.
I'm sure you're in some sort of Gators thing, right?
No, yeah. I'm in no Hall of Fames. I'm not in my high school Hall of Fame.
Are you still on a wanted poster or something? You're somewhere.
Hey, in Canada now. Don't tell them Canadians about me.
That was excellent, man. Michael Irvin brought it strong. What was he saying there? People were texting it. Huh? We will shut her down. We will shut her down. I love that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.